Hola, welcome to Fiesta. I am composer Elvio Barilari, professor of Latin American music at the UAC, University of Illinois at Chicago, and artistic director of the Latino Music Festival. Today with three Mavericks, and these are not the Mavericks from the old TV show, and those were two Mavericks anyway. These are three Maverick composers. One born in Spain, but actually considered a Cuban composer, Julián Orbón. The second one is Venezuelan composer, Antonio Esteves. And the third one is Uruguayan composer and guitar player, Abel Carlevaro. Julián Orbón was born in Spain in 1925, but because of the Spanish Civil War, his family went to exile in Cuba. Later in his life, in the 60s, he went to exile again because of the political problems in the island. It's curious how exile and political problems marked his life. I put him among the Mavericks in this middle part and late part of the 20th century, when the trends dominating in Europe, atonalism and the so-called experimentalist, were also dominant among many Latin American composers and the academia, especially professors. Julián Orbón was very attached to the roots and at the same time inventing on top of those roots, but not following any trends. We can say that, yes, he had a strong influence from Manuel de Falla, which is a very good influence to have. But he had a strong personality, and he loved experimenting with history. And in these Tres Versiones Sinfónicas, or three symphonic versions, in the first movement, Pavana, he is inspired by Luis de Milán. Luis de Milán was a composer and vihuela player from the 16th century Spanish music. The second movement, Organum, / Conductus, or Conductus in Latin, is inspired in an 11th century French composer from the Cathedral of Notre Dame in Paris, Perotinus. The third movement is called Xylophone, and is inspired in ethnic folkloric music from Congo, from Africa. And then in these three symphonic pieces, we have 16th century Spain, 11th century France, and probably 20th century Africa, ethnic traditions. Julián Orbón's Tres Versiones Sinfónicas, recorded by the Simón Bolívar Symphony Orchestra of Venezuela under the one and only Eduardo Mata.
Thank you. Thank you.
Tres versiones sinfónicas by Julián Orbón, Pavana, based on music by Luis de Milán, Organum Conductus, based on music by Perotinus, and Xylophone, based on music from Congo. Simón Bolívar Symphony Orchestra of Venezuela, under Eduardo Mata. Esto es Fiesta, estamos en la cadena radial de WFMT. Volvemos en unos instantes. Bienvenidos nuevamente a Fiesta. I am composer Elvio Barilari. Today with three maverick composers from Latin America. We started with the Cuban Julián Orbón, and now we are moving to Venezuela and to Antonio Esteves. Antonio Esteves is considered the greatest composer of Venezuela. Time has spoken. It's very difficult to judge living composers or recent composers, but Esteves died in 1988. He was born in 1916. Long life, very important as a teacher too. An amazing orchestrator with a huge imagination for sounds and new blends. His way of being a nationalistic composer was not very orthodox. He would combine rough music from the llanos of Venezuela, the plains in Venezuela, joropo rhythms, for example, the very typical joropo rhythm from Venezuela, but would change that into strange time signatures, or he would use sophisticated combination of colors, orchestral colors, or in his Cantata Criolla, for example, he would pick a legend from the llanos about the devil and some folk character, and he would write the music in a more modernistic style, but still with the rhythms in the Venezuelan folk tradition. And from the Suite Llanera, a piece from 1942, we are going to listen to Mediodía en el Llano. El Llano is the plains in Venezuela, and Mediodía means noon, noon in the plains, Mediodía en el Llano. This is, again, the Simón Bolívar Symphony Orchestra of Venezuela under Eduardo Mata, Mediodía en el Llano, or Noon in the Prairie or in the Plains by Venezuelan composer Antonio Esteves. One movement. Mediodía en el Llano, or Noon on the Prairie, or the Plains, by Venezuelan composer Antonio Esteves, Simón Bolívar Symphony Orchestra of Venezuela, under Eduardo Mata. And our third maverick for today is the Uruguayan composer and guitar player Abel Carlevaro. Of course, he's much more famous as a guitar player, but Carlevaro was also a maverick as a composer, somebody that treasured the Uruguayan and Argentinian style of music, the Rio de la Plata music, tango, milongas, rural folk. Also very fond of Manuel de Falla and Spanish music, and he was a very close collaborator of Héctor Villalobos. He was the one recording some of Villalobos' pieces, and that relationship was very fruitful. He wrote many, many guitar pieces. He wrote 4 guitar concerti and some chamber concerti. He wrote a very unusual concerto for harpsichord and guitar that some other day we are going to listen to. Today, I would like to introduce his 3rd guitar concerto from 1989 in 3 movements, frecuencias or frequencies, intermedio or intermezzo, and repique. The end is not rondo or finale or rondo, it's repique. And what's repique? Repique is one of the drums, the small drum in the candombe music, Afro-Uruguayan music. Then he has this mix of the traditional elements, the avant-garde elements, all the 20th century developments, plus, in this case, the Afro-Uruguayan traditions. He is the soloist in his own piece, Concierto número 3 para guitarra y orquesta, Abel Carlevaro, the composer, and also Abel Carlevaro, the soloist, with the Chamber Symphony of San Francisco, and the conductor is Jean-Louis Leroux. Jean-Louis Leroux, for many years, during the war and after World War II, he was the first oboe in the Sodre Symphony in Montevideo. That was a natural collaboration.
Thank you. Thank you.
Abel Carlevaro, guitar, playing his own composition. Estudio número uno, HVL, dedicated to Brazilian composer Heitor Villa-Lobos. This was Fiesta for today with the three Maverick composers. There are many more. We started with three of them. I hope you enjoyed the show. We need to thank Steve Robinson. And also, muchas gracias to our producer, Sidney Gillar. Muchas gracias to our associate producer, Sarah Murphy. Muchas gracias to our Spanish editor, Paloma Orozco. And muchas, pero muchas gracias to our main sponsor, Joyce Saxon. Por supuesto, muchas gracias a todos ustedes. Estamos en la cadena radial de WFMT.